Karachi's residents still remember last summer's suffocating severe heat wave, which caused more than 1,300 deaths.
I had stepped out to buy some groceries from a store that must not have been more than 25 steps or so from my house. I came back with some stuff, and the moment I made it back into the house, I couldn't feel my legs. Then my arms got numb, and my heart started sinking.
Many of the victims were brought to Karachi's Jinnah Hospital.
Suddenly, huge numbers of patients with heat stroke or with heat emergency started pouring in. No warning of any kind was given for us to expect such a severe heat wave. Within 4 days, there were at least 10,000 patients that were brought to us.
Meteorologists believe the heat wave was a result of the increase in global warming. They expect both summers and winters to become more intense. The changes have not gone unnoticed by the general public.
You know, there is global warming everywhere, so because of that, there is more intensity during summers.
Yes, there is an increased severity in the weather here. Winters are colder and summers are hotter.
While few people here know much about the Paris Climate Change Conference in Paris, even those who know a little bit about it are not optimistic that anything will change. Government officials say Pakistan and other developing nations should be given support in dealing with climate change. They say Pakistan is responsible for very little of the world's greenhouse gas emissions, but is one of the main recipients of global warming's harmful effects.
We expect that these developed nations will put some restrictions or constraints on their own emissions, and then they must also support developing nations like us financially in the transfer of technology as well as in capacity building.
But at the very least, Pakistan hopes that developed nations will reach an agreement in Paris to cut down their own greenhouse gas emissions as much as possible. For Sayed Saud Zafar, this is Aisha Khalid, VOA News, Karachi.